弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天跟大家分享的题目是持定荣耀的呼召。
I'm going to share it about striving for the glorious calling.
记载在约翰福音第七章。
It's recorded in book of John chapter 7.
一开始说这事以后，那就是耶稣行完五饼二鱼的神迹以后呢，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿意在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
This is after the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews there were waiting to take his life.
加利利是在北边，那犹太呢是在南边。
Judea is up north, and Galilee is up north, and Judea is located in the south.
那耶路撒冷就在南边的犹太。
And Jerusalem located in the southern part.
所以耶稣不愿意在犹太或耶路撒冷这个地方，他就留在北部的加利利的地方。
So he stayed in the north instead of south, close to Jerusalem.
这里一开始就把一个大的环境告诉我们了。
So we can note about the geographic situation.
就是有一批的人呢，准备要杀耶稣。
There are people waiting to take Jesus' life.
也就是说，耶稣生活在一个被杀、被追杀的一个情况之下。
So someone's after his life all the time.
所以希望我们等一下看下去的时候，我们要知道这个大环境始终没有离开耶稣。
So that's the atmosphere Jesus lived.
这里接下来说，当时那个时间呢，是犹太人的祝棚节已经近了。
But when the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near.
犹太人有三个节期。
There are 3 major festivals.
第一个是逾越节。
So the Passover,
第二个是五旬节
and the Pentecost,
第三个就是最后就是叫做祝棚节
and the Feast of Tabernacles.
这三个节期是延长了将近有4个月的时间
Altogether, it took about 4 months.
所以他们经过一个节期一个节期，到了最后祝棚节的时候，是一个全然欢乐的一个气氛。
It's a best festival for the Feast of Tabernacles.
这个时候耶稣的弟兄在犹太在加利利的地方就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
Jesus' brother said to him, you ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles you do.
我想这个时候他的兄弟呢，耶稣的兄弟呢，对耶稣呢有一点点吃醋的意思。
I think probably his brother is a little bit jealous.
因为在那个时代呢，如果你能力行的话呢，你就会有一批的门徒跟随你。
If you are capable, you have disciples following you.
所以他的兄弟呢，发现耶稣呢有人跟着他做他的门徒。
Because his brother discovered he has disciples following Jesus.
所以他讲话的口气里面说，你应该离开我们这个偏僻的加利利呢，你到犹太那个地方去，让你的很多的门徒，你不是有很多人在跟随你吗？你的门徒就会看见你到那个地方想要做的一些事情。
That's why he said to him, you ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do.
我们可以刚刚才耶稣才行完五饼二鱼的大神迹。
So that's a 5 loaves and 2 fish miracle performed by Jesus not too long ago.
所以可见他的兄弟并不了解他。
So you can tell his brother did not understand him.
并且他的兄弟继续地说，他说如果人如果要显扬自己的名声啊，没有一个人是躲在暗处行的，你如果行这些事的话，就应当将自己显明给世上的人来看。
No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world.
这个口气好像是他的兄弟 对耶稣说，哦，你既然有门徒跟随你，那你应该更往高的地方去，让更多的人来跟随你。
So the tone of voice sounds like, well, you should go to more public places to have more follower.
因为你是一个那么喜欢显扬名声的人。
Because look like you liked the fame.
所以你不要留在加利利，你应该到犹太，应该到耶路撒冷，那里有许多的人，你可以在那里有热闹的场面，可以有很好的舞台。
So there are more people in Jerusalem for you to perform.
圣经里面讲说，他的兄弟为什么会对他说这样的话呢？因为他的兄弟呢，不相信他。
For even his own brothers did not believe in him.
有时候想想，兄弟可以讲是距离是如此的近，但是却如此的远。
So sometimes brothers can be so close yet so far away.
并且讲话的里面带着一种尖酸刻薄的话。
And then there's some irony or scepticism between them.
耶稣对这样的兄弟呢，他要怎么样回答呢
？So Jesus responded.
他就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。”
The right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right.
所以耶稣讲这句话的时候，你可以注意到他在讲的时候，他自己知道他的时候。
Of course, he knows his right time.
主耶稣自然知道他自己的时候的话呢，他就是为着朝着一个目标，他在那里行进。
So he's walking toward his goal.
所以他自己的时间呢，是因为这个目标呢而有或者没有。
So he reached for his goal.
所以因为他的目标是确定了，他的时间已经定好了，所以他的时候不方便的。
So he knows his time and goal. That's why he said the right time has not yet come.
这个时候，耶稣对他的兄弟说：“但是你们的时候呢，常是方便的。”
But he said, "Any time for your brothers is right."
一个人如果生活没有明确的目标的话，他的时候实实在在都是方便的。
If we don't have purpose in life, so any time anything goes.
你遇到一件事情，你马上可以转。你做或不做，都根据当时的风怎么吹，你就怎么转。
So you're just like waving all the time, meandering in life.
接下来耶稣说世人不能恨你们却是恨我因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的
The world cannot hate you but it hates me because I testify that what it does is evil
当他的兄弟对用讽刺的话来对耶稣说的时候耶稣用这样的话来回答他们
So when his brother needled him that was his response
他说这个世界呢不会恨你们的
The world cannot hate you
为什么这个世界不会恨你们呢
Why the world doesn't hate you?
因为你们跟这个世界是混合的非常的好的。
Because you are in the world.
这个世界的流行，你们也是跟着这个世界流行跑的。
So you follow the world.
你们与世界相处的非常的融洽，你们随着潮流而奔波。
So that's why you up and down just go along with the flow in the world.
所以世界不可能恨你们的，而且世界是拥抱你们的。
That's why the world embraces you, cannot hate you.
但是耶稣说，这个世界却是恨我的。
But it hates me.
因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
Because I testify what it does is evil.
事实上，耶稣他所说的、所做的每一件事，这个世界并不愿意悦纳。
Because the world didn't like what Jesus said.
因为耶稣来到这个世界，他不是来取悦这个世界。
Jesus didn't come to please the world.
他不是要这个世界来同意，他来到这个世界不是要他来同意这个世界。
He's not looking for agreement from the world.
所以耶稣这样的回答的话，事实上是回应了他兄弟对他的讽刺。
So this is a response to the irony from his brother.
你们的时间常常是方便的。
That's why anything goes with his brother.
所以接下来他说，耶稣就回答说：“那你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。
You go to the feast. I'm not yet going up to this feast because for me the right time has not yet come.
我们看见这一位耶稣，他有自己的时间表。
So Jesus run according to his own table.
他的时辰不是按照这个世界给他定的。
It's not according to the world.
所以耶稣说了这话，就仍旧住在加利利。
So having said this, he stayed in Galilee.
我们刚刚谈完了他的兄弟对他的反应。
So we know the response from his brother.
我们接下来再继续看一下，但他的兄弟他们先上去以后呢，耶稣呢也上去过节，但是不是明去，好像是暗去的。
However, after his brother had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret.
所以如果人要指控耶稣的话，那这个时候就可以抓住他的把柄说，这位耶稣讲话出尔反尔。
So if they want to accuse Jesus, they can say, well, you ate your own word.
但是在耶稣来讲，他没有必要说明，他不需要得到人的同意，因为多说对这些人是没有任何益处的。
But Jesus was not seeking approval from people because it's no help.
所以当我们现在看到第二个场景，他离开了他跟他的兄弟分开以后呢，现在呢正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣说他在哪里。
So after Jesus left his brother, now at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, "Where is that man?"
所以这个时候等于就是耶路撒冷里面呢，祝棚节，大家在那里欢乐的时候。
So in Jerusalem, they are celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles.
在耶路撒冷挤满了许许多多人，但是许许多多人里面呢，就有些人一直在问：“哎，那位耶稣在哪里啊？”
They're full of people, and some are looking for Jesus.
结果这个时候呢，大家在那里谈论的时候呢，就有人提出各样的看法，议论纷纷了。有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的。
Among the crowd, there was widespread whispering about him. Some said he is a good man. Others replied, "No, he deceives the people."
事实上，如果认识耶稣的话，他说，如果有人说耶稣是好人呢，事实上是非常不相称的。
So it's kind of contradictory that some said good, some said he's not.
有人把耶稣画成好像是一个好好先生，像个圣诞老公公。
Some describe Jesus just like Santa Claus.
其实这个说法是羞辱耶稣的。
But that's put shame to Jesus' name.
甚至有人说耶稣只是一个哲学家，是一个很好的教育家。
Some say he's a good philosopher, he's a good educator.
好像听起来很舒服的样子。
Sounds complimentary.
但是这个是等于是羞辱耶稣的意思。
By actually putting him down.
更还有人说什么？他说他是迷惑众人，他是一个骗子，他是会说谎的。而且他说谎的技术很好，还可以迷惑一群的人。
Some say he's a liar, he can confuse many people.
但是他们在那里私底下窃窃私语的时候，却没有人敢明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。
But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews.
不要忘了，我们刚才讲到一个大环境是大，那里有一批的人准备要杀耶稣的。
Just remember, a lot of people trying to take Jesus' life.
一个欢乐的节庆的里面呢，却带着杀机啊！所以这些人在这想要讲论耶稣的时候呢，却不敢明白的来讲，因为害怕。
So during the feast, no one would say anything publicly for fear of the Jews.
耶稣好像变成是一个非常敏感的人物，敏感的话题，没有人敢愿意牵涉进去，唯恐将来被牵连。
So he's a sensitive topic. No one wants to touch.
接下来到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人。
Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach.
所以耶稣来到了犹大，进入了耶路撒冷，现在来到了圣殿。
So he came to Judea, Jerusalem, entered the temple.
他在圣殿的地方呢，明明的在那里教训人。
He began to teach.
犹太人就稀奇说：“这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？”
The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?"
也就是说，这个人根本没有学位，他没有资格，他怎么在这里讲呢
？So he have not studied. In what position can he teach?
我们可以看到，当耶稣进入耶路撒冷时，至少有三种的论调在讲他。
So there's three comments on Jesus.
说他是一个好人。
Good man.
说他是一个骗子。
Liar,
是说他是一个没有学问的人。
Not educated.
耶稣对这样的肤浅的认识他的人，他怎么回应呢
？So for those superficial comments, Jesus responded.
耶稣说：“我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
My teaching is not my own; it comes from Him who sent me.
也就是说，我所讲的呢，是天父上帝要我讲的。
Because Father from heaven asked me to teach this.
因为那些人说他是好人，也就是说，你跟一般的人里面比一比呢，你是好人，就是你跟世上的人是一样的意思。
So something is good just compared to the people in the world. So he's just good man.
或者是说，他是一个骗子。
What about liar?
耶稣说，我所讲的是天父要我讲的。
But my teaching is from Father.
他们说你是没有学问的。耶稣说，我要讲的不是我的意思，是天父的意思。
Some accuse him not study, but he said, "My teaching is not my own, from Father who sent me."
所以耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是天父的。
So my teaching not my own, but from Father.
他说怎么能够知道呢
？So how do you know?
他说人若立志遵着上帝的旨意行，就必晓得这个教训或是出于神，或是我凭自己说的。
If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
你如果照着他的旨意去行我所讲的话，你做做看，你就知道这个教训是人创出来的呢，还是从神而来的。
That will be done, though you will know my teaching comes from God.
接下来，耶稣回应说：“人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀。” 唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这个人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him.
所以在这里我们看见这个世界的人能够出来讲一套一套一套，而且赢得很多人的欢迎的，最后的目的是求自己的荣耀。
So people of the world try to gain honor for themselves.
因为是自己努力奋斗出来的，从自己里面跑出来的。
So they fight for their honor, for their reputation.
但是这种荣耀是为自己 而奋斗的。
But that's very selfish.
但是他说，只有单单求那差他这位天父的旨意呢，他不求自己的荣耀。
But he's not asking for his honor, but the one who sent him.
耶稣对这样对他有议论纷纷的人呢，他回答很简单：我所说的是天父要我说的。
So it's a simple response for Jesus. What I teach is from heaven, from my Father.
所以对这些肤浅的人讲完了以后呢，耶稣就把他的方向转向一群准备要杀他的人。
So then he turned his attention to the people who tried to take his life.
他所针对的就是法利赛人。
So that's about Pharisees.
他说：“摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢
？”Has not Moses given you the law? Yet no one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?
这些法利赛人呢，他们把律法拿出来是专门来对付别人的。
So the Pharisees used the law against others.
自己却守不了。
But themselves could not keep it.
耶稣看出来他们心里面真实的光景。
So Jesus looks through their heart.
因为他们所做的这一些事情呢，外表看得到的事情呢，事实上都是为着自己的目的，为了自己的荣耀。
So they superficially just for their own honor.
当耶稣出来传道的时候呢，所有的老百姓都跑到耶稣那个方向去了。
When Jesus preached, people gathered.
耶稣没有出来的时候，他们很有荣耀的，因为他。所以老百姓都跑到他们这些法利赛人的来请教他们。
So Pharisee was the one that crowd went after before Jesus came.
但是耶稣出来的时候，人家跑到那地方去，他们心里面非常的痛恨。
So when people following Jesus, they were very jealous.
非常的嫉妒，所以要杀耶稣。
They hate him for that, and that's why they want to take his life.
当耶稣把他们心里面隐藏的东西翻出来的时候呢，他们做什么反应呢？
So when Jesus exposed their intention,
他们众人就回答说：“你是被鬼附着的，谁想要杀你？”
They responded, "You are demon possessed." The crowd answered, "Who is trying to kill you?"
他们的隐藏的暗藏的动机呢，被揭露出来的时候呢，立刻用一个最极端的话来回应他。
So their response is so extreme when their intention was exposed.
在犹太人的圈子里面，你要知道，如果说某某人是被鬼附的话。这个可以讲是在犹太人的里面呢，叫做最卑贱、最污秽的人。
So among Jewish people, demon possessed considered the lowest of the low.
就好像我们在常常骂人的时候，用很脏的话在骂人，这个在犹太人的圈子里面，这个就是最脏的话。
So demon possessed is the worst cuss word among Jew.
因为什么会用这么强烈的话来回应呢？
Why they respond so strongly?
因为他们隐藏在里面的动机被耶稣揭露出来了。
Because their hidden agenda was duly exposed.
我都可以感觉到他们在回答这句话说你是被鬼附的，谁想要杀你？是一个非常惊慌的态度来回应的。
So in panic they respond, "You are demon possessed."
也就是说，你怎么知道我们有这个动机呢
？So how would Jesus know about their intention?
所以他们的动机被揭露的时候呢，他们对耶稣就想要用抹黑把他弄臭。
So they try to put shame to Jesus.
说你是被鬼附的。
And talk about Jesus being demon possessed.
好，耶稣对这样一个团体已经运用好各样的策略要准备杀耶稣的这样的人呢，耶稣怎么样回应他们呢
？So that's Jesus' response to people who trying to kill them.
耶稣说：“我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。”
Jesus said to them, "I did one miracle, and you are all astonished."
耶稣讲的这件事，事实上是在五饼二鱼之前做的一件事情。
The miracles before five fish two loaves.
因为五饼二鱼是在伯赛大那个在加利利的地方行的。
So the five loaves two fish was performed in Galilee.
但是耶稣现在讲的这件事情是耶稣在耶路撒冷所行的。
And this miracle was performed in Jerusalem.
耶稣说：“摩西传割礼给你们，因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。”
Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, you circumcised the child on the Sabbath.
因为法利赛人他们很会抓着条文，用条文来定罪别人。
So Pharisees are good at accusing people with their laws.
安息日在十诫里面确实规定，安息日的时候不可以做任何的工作。
Tenth commandment in Sabbath you're not supposed to work.
所以他们抓住了这个字句呢，就来定罪别人。
So they use this to accuse people.
其实他们因为不明白上帝在这句话的里面真正的本意是什么。
Because they do not understand the true meaning behind God giving this commandment.
所以主耶稣提出来这件事情要来指责他们为什么要杀他。
That's why Jesus accused them why they tried to take his life.
他说人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？
Now if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you so angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath?
因为在安息日十诫说不可以做任何的工。
Because you're not supposed to work on Sabbath.
但是摩西却传割礼给他们，所以他们在安息日呢，为了也要守摩西的割礼呢，所以他们在安息日也给人行割礼。
So they're supposed to observe the law of Moses on Sabbath to perform circumcision.
因为他们在行割礼的时候是成为他们的炫耀。
Because it's an honor to be circumcised.
因为每行一个割礼就说，哦，又有一个人加入了犹太教。
So it means Judaism has more to convert people.
所以他们事实上也在安息日做工。
So it's a work.
所以耶稣在这里指责说，你们自己也违背了摩西的律法。
So they work on circumcision is equivalent to breaking the law.
为什么耶稣要提出这件事呢？
Why Jesus picked this one out?
因为在约翰福音五章的时候，耶稣在耶路撒冷的时候呢，在安息日的时候呢，耶稣医治了一个病人。
Because in Book John chapter 5, Jesus healed a man on Sabbath.
所以这些法利赛人就逮住了机会说，你在安息日你做工了。
So that's why Pharisees accused Jesus' work on the Sabbath.
所以因为这件事情，所以他们要想杀耶稣。
Because that they tried to kill Jesus.
所以耶稣把这件事情陈述在他的面前说，安息日不可以做工，你们却可以做工，我做工你们却要杀我。
So that's why Pharisees work for circumcision and Jesus performed miracle. It's the same work. Why they want to kill Jesus?
这些法利赛人是一个很虔诚的一群人。
So they're supposed to be devout.
他们以为他们的虔诚是抓着字句来定罪别人，来表现他是虔诚。
They try to accuse others to show their pious.
主耶稣这里说，不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
That's why Jesus says, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
在这里，这个按公平断定是非，事实上是应该按公义断定是非的意思。
So you make a right judgment according to the truth.
所以这些人不了解圣经真正的本意，抓着字句以为用这个外表的东西他能够来定罪别人。
Pharisee does not understand the true meaning of Bible but used the law to accuse people.
好，这是第二群人。
So this is the second group of people.
第一群人是他的兄弟。
The first group was his brothers.
虽然离他那么近，却是离他那么远。
They are close to him, yet so far away.
第二群人是这些有权有势想要杀他的，而且自己认为自己是非常虔诚的人。
The second group are powerful, thinking they are very pious and trying to kill Jesus.
接下来我们再来看下面这一群人。
And come the next group of people.
耶路撒冷中有人说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
At that point, some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask, "Isn't this the man?" They're trying to kill.
你看他还明明的讲道，他们也不向他说什么。难道官长这些有权势的人真知道这是基督吗？
Here he is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authority really concluded that he's the Christ?
这一群人是喜欢热闹的人。
They're a crowd of pleasure, try to being around more people.
他这里讲话的里面，你就听到这种人其实 他很重视的事情是什么呢？
So you know the attention from these people.
他所注意的是官长，这些有权势的人。
They pay attention to authority.
接下来他说，然而我们知道这个人从哪里来，只是基督来的时候，没有人知道他从哪里来。
But we know where this man is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from.
这些人是不懂，但是要装得很懂。
They don't really understand, but they pretend to know everything.
他们可能也是读了一些的圣经。
They study some Bible.
背一些经文。
They may be able to recite some verses.
他们就认为他们懂了。
They think they know.
你们来思想一下，这位主耶稣就站在他们的面前。
Think about it. Jesus the Lord is just in front of them.
他们说，然而我们知道这个人从哪里来。哦，好像这个站在我面前这个人，我知道。他从哪里来？
So we know where this man is from.
只是基督来的时候，没有人知道他从哪里来。
When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from.
他就耶稣就站在他的面前，他还说这样的话。
Even though Jesus is just right in front of them.
但是这种人呢，喜欢热闹。
They want to be with the crowd.
他以为他自己懂。
They think they know everything.
事实上，我们从这里看到，他完全不懂。
But you can tell they really don't understand.
真正的基督就在他的面前，他还认不出来。
Jesus is just right in front of them. They cannot recognize him.
这是这一群的人，耶稣怎么样回答呢？
So what about Jesus' response?
耶稣说：“你们也知道我，也知道我从哪里来。我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来者是真的，你们不认识他。”
You know where I am from. I'm not here on my own, but who sent me?It's true, you do not know him.
所以这一些的人呢，他认为他很懂，但是耶稣跟他讲说，你根本不知道什么。
But this group of people thinking they understand, but you don't know him.
因为天父呢，没有给这些人启示。
Because Heavenly Father did not show them the revelation.
所以他们没有办法认识这位主。
That's why they don't know the true God.
耶稣说：“我却认识这位天父，因为我是从他来的，他也是差了我来。”
But I know him because I am from him, and he sent me.
所以，如果我们走到这个地方，我们可以思想，耶稣已经面对这不同的人群，他的回答其实都非常的简单。
So Jesus has simple response to all different group of people.
我是他天父所差来的。
I am sent by Father.
我所说的是天父要我说的。
I teach what he sent me to teach.
好，接下来开始会有动作了。
Now there's more action.
这些有权有势的人呢，就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为耶稣的时候还没有到。
They tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his time has not yet come.
我们会发现耶稣的一生里面，虽然周围好像很多的风浪。
So Jesus went through many things in life.
但是耶稣却不慌不忙。
But he never panic.
因为他自己知道他是谁差来的。
Because he know who sent him.
他也知道他的时候在什么时候。
And he know his time has not yet come.
他可以完全准确地按照他的时辰进行他该做的事情。
So he do things according to his time.
接下来，众人中间，在耶路撒冷这些有好些就信他了，说基督来的时候，他所行的神迹，岂能比这人所行的更多吗
？Still, many in the crowd put their faith in him. They said, "When the Christ comes, will he do more miraculous signs than this man?"
这些有权有势的法利赛人就听见众人为耶稣这样纷纷议论的时候呢，祭司长和法利赛人就打发差役去捉拿耶稣。
The powerful Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him.
也就是说，这些有权势的宗教人士呢，听到了老百姓在那里的反应，有人已经开始信了。
The authority of religion thinking people start believing Jesus.
所以他们觉得不能再等了。必须要，因为这个情况非常的严重，所以必须要有所行动。
They feel threatened and should take action.
所以他们这时候就用真实的行动，把差役呢打发出去，准备捉拿耶稣。
And they send temple guards to arrest him.
所以这个时候耶稣知道的时候 他说我还有不多的时候和你们同在，以后就回到差我来的那里去，你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们不能到。
Jesus said, I'm with you for only a short time, and then I will go to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come.
所以这耶稣面对这样的情况看起来很危急，他的回答还是一样的。
Even though the situation is very dangerous, but Jesus responds the same way.
我知道谁差我来。
I know who sent me.
我知道我的时间。
I know my time not yet come.
所以这个时候犹太人就彼此对问说，这个人因为耶稣讲说你们将来要找我找不到，所以这些犹太人就开始变得很疑惑了，说这个人要往哪里去呢？叫我们找不着呢？难道他要往散住在西利尼中的犹太人那里去教训西利尼人吗？
Because Jesus said, when I go, you cannot come. So the Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live, scattered among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks?
接下来耶稣说你们要找我却接下来他们还继续说耶稣自己说过这样的话，说你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们 不能到，这话是什么意思呢？
What did he mean when he said, you will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come?
所以 这一群的人最后为什么一定要打发人去捉拿耶稣呢？
So why this group of people sent people to arrest Jesus?
因为这群有权有势的宗教人士呢，他们自己本身摸不到耶稣。
Even though there is authority in religion, they could not touch Jesus.
他们很想把所有的人呢都装到他们自己所定出来的宗教的箩筐里面去。
They want to put everybody into their religious box.
所以他们现在的手段就是要把耶稣逮捕，然后就能够让耶稣呢就范。
So they want to arrest Jesus to put him in order.
能够受他们的控制和约束。
Under their control.
把它放到他们的宗教的规这个方法里面去。
Into their religious box.
所以我们看见现在整个的过来了以后，这一些的事情都发生在耶稣的身上。
So you can see so many things happen to Jesus.
不同的人都可以对他有不同的看法。
Different groups have different opinion.
反应可以是很多样化的反应。
Various response.
我们现在来看这一位耶稣，他要宣告什么事情
？So what did Jesus proclaim?
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着在耶路撒冷的圣殿前面，高声地说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
这句话其实是一个很大的讽刺。
So it's an irony.
因为祝棚节可以讲是所有节期最高峰。
So it's a culmination of the feast of tabernacle.
也就是最喜乐的高峰就在这个时候。
So reaching the peak for celebration.
那应该这些走着宗教仪式的路的这顶峰就是在这个时刻了。
So all the ceremonies come to the finale.
结果耶稣是说人若渴了。
But he said anyone is thirsty.
怎么会在节期的最高峰的时候却说你们渴了
？So how come he said you're thirsty at this point?
所以宗教的路呢，到最后的最高点就是叫做渴了。
So the peak of religion, people will be thirsty.
耶稣说：“到我这里来喝。”
Let him come to me and drink.
你信我的人，就要从你的腹中流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, the stream of living water will flow from within him.
圣经里面这样解释说，耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。那个时候还没有赐下圣灵来。因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to this time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
在这里有一点点的讲究。
So there's something behind this.
如果你注意看的话，在英文的话就是说，你信他了以后呢，之后呢，再领受圣灵。
So later to receive Spirit.
有些的讲法说一信就领受圣灵，在这里好像有一个诠释的空间。
So there's contradictory. Some say when you believe, the Holy Spirit came into you.
也就是信了之后呢，领受圣灵。
Then here said later to receive.
不是同一个时间的。
It's not simultaneously.
所以我们看见耶稣这么多的拦阻，这么多的障碍，他真正要成就的事情，现在他表白出来了。
So throughout this obstacle, Jesus expressed what he came to achieve.
他来到这个世界，他要成就的事情就是从那些信他的人，他有一个的期望，要从他们当中活水江河从他们流出来。
Whoever believes, the living water will come within him.
这个流出来的活水就可以供应这个干渴的世界。
So the living water will provide relief for the thirsty world.
众人听见这话，有的说：“这真是先知。”
On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet."
这个不是一般的先知。
So it's not ordinary prophet.
这是旧约预言里面说，将来有一位先知要来，是指的那一位神所高的先知。
So it's predicted in the Old Testament about the prophet yet to come.
有的说这是基督。
Some said it's Jesus Christ.
但也有的说，基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？经上岂不是说，基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？
How can Jesus come from Galilee? Does not the scripture said that the Christ will come from David's family, from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?
在这里我们看见同样的一个图画，都跟耶稣之间的距离如此的近，却离他如此的远。
The same picture, they are so close and yet so far away from Jesus.
而且这一批人还是读过圣经的人。
They studied Bible before.
因为圣经里面讲到这位基督要从伯利恒来。
Because they know the scripture said that Christ will come from David's family, from Bethlehem.
但是基督站在他面前，他认不出来。
But even though Jesus just right in front of them, they could not recognize him.
于是众人因着耶稣就起了许许多多的纷争。
Thus the people were divided because of Jesus.
其中有人要捉拿他，只是没有人下手。
Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him.
因为他的时间还没有到。
Because his time is yet to come.
好，我们接下来看这些有权有势的这些宗教人士，他们自己里面的阵营，他们自己这个里面的一圈呢，并不安静。
So in the camp of the religious people, they're not quiet.
在他们自己的阵营里面呢，还是有很多的冲突。
And there's conflict within the camp.
因为他们曾经把差役差出去，要去捉拿耶稣。
They sent temple guards to arrest him.
就差役回到祭司长和法利赛人这里。
And then the guard returned.
所以祭司长和法利赛人看见了这些差役，就说：“哎，那你们怎么没有把耶稣带来呢
？”Why didn't you bring him in？
这个差役呢？回答说：“从来没有人像他这样说话的。”
No one ever spoke the way this man does, the guards declared.
他这个差役讲了这句话以后，他可能他的工作就要失去了。
The temple guards may lose their jobs after speaking this sentence.
他的老板叫他去做的事，他没有做。
They were sent to do certain things, they did not do it.
回来还说：“这位耶稣从来没有人像耶稣能够讲这样的话。”
And responded, "No one ever spoke the way like this man does."
这时候，我想法利赛人这些有权势的人呢，心里面一定相当的惊慌的。
So I think the Pharisees must be panicking more.
所以法利赛人就对这些差役说：“你们也受了迷惑，你们也被骗了吗
？”You mean he has deceived you also? The Pharisees retorted.
他们说：“官长或是法利赛人，岂有信他的呢
？”Has any of the ruler or the Pharisee believed in him？
这句话的意思就是说，像我们这些高档人士啊，我们这些祭司长、这些法利赛人、这些官长，我们这些有头有脸的人呢、啊，我们怎么可能去信他呢
？So the priests and Pharisees will not believe in Jesus.
经过时间考验以后，我们就看出来，这一群人不知道却装作知道。
So throughout time, you can tell they really don't know but pretend to understand.
所以自己永远以为自己是对的。
They think they're self-righteous.
自己是绝对正确的。
They're absolutely right.
只要跟我不一样，那你一定是受迷惑的。
So if you're different from me, so you're deceived.
经过时间这样的印证，这一群自己认为很行的，结果结局是自己是被上帝弃绝的人。
So time will tell which party will be abandoned.
所以他们叫这个差役所办的事情没有完成呢，这个时候他就说，你们跟这些不明白律法的都是被受咒诅的。
So they talk about the temple guard, the mob that knows nothing of the law. There's a curse on them.
那 在他们这个有权有势的里面的阵营里面呢，哎，有人也讲了一些话。
So within the camp, someone spoke.
内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，就对这些宗教的人士说，不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, Does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him to find out what he is doing?
这位尼哥底母是偷偷的做耶稣的门徒的。
So Nicodemus, probably a closet converter to Jesus.
所以他对这些有权有势的人，他的回话呢，是用世界的话来回应的。
So right now he responds in a worldly way.
他说要先听本人的口供，不然的话你就不能先定他的罪。
Does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him?
因为他也不能不敢说这位所说的他是从父所差来的。
So he did not say Jesus was sent by Father.
接下来这些宗教人士就回答说，你也是出于加利利的吗？你且去查考就可知道加利利没有出过先知。
They reply, Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee.
他们讲这句话是在是一个非常歧视的口吻来说的。
So it's a tone of despite.
他们讲出说，因为耶稣是从加利利这个地方来的。
Because no good thing come out of Galilee.
你竟然会想要站在他那一边，那难道你也是出于加利利的吗？
And you spoke for Jesus, so you also came out from Galilee.
然后他们又很夸口的说，那你去查查看，查一查看，加利利从来没有出过一个先知的。
And you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee.
讲的口吻是非常的绝对的。
So they're absolute about their being right.
加利利有没有出过先知啊？
Any prophet came out of Galilee?
有没有？
Anyone?
是谁？
Who came out from Galilee?
约拿。
Jonah,
约拿就是从加利利来的，所以
Jonah is from Galilee.
这批人自己以为懂，其实连这个最基本的知识他还不知道。
So they even understand the fundamental scripture.
好，我们从这里这样看，走了这样一趟路，耶稣遇到了不同的集团，一群人是他的兄弟。
So Jesus encountered his brothers.
还有一些是来耶路撒冷看热闹的人。
Some people come just for the festival.
还有一些有权有势的宗教人士。
The authority from religious.
还有一群是不懂还要装懂的人。
Some pretend to know everything.
这些人对耶稣的认识，不是他们没有追求，不虔诚。
Not because they are not searching.
你看，他们到节期，他们还赶到耶路撒冷去。
They came to Jerusalem for the festival.
为什么这些人会对耶稣这种的反应呢
？Why they respond to Jesus in different ways?
圣经给我们的答案说。属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the thing that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
如果用属血气的人来看圣经的话，你越看越无聊。
So man of flesh couldn't understand the scripture.
你看不到什么东西。
Cannot understand anything.
总是这些枝枝节节卡着你，动不得，动弹不得的。
So being stuck.
就像耶稣的兄弟。
Just like Jesus' brother.
你若要出名，你应该到耶路撒冷那种地方去出名啊。
So you want to be famous? Go to Jerusalem so that you can become more famous.
就像这些宗教人士说，加利利从来没有出过先知啊。
Just like religious leaders, no prophets came from Galilee.
一个人如果想在属血气的里面来认识耶稣是不可能的事情。
Man of flesh cannot understand Jesus.
一直等到圣灵在你的身上开始向你施恩了，你才被打开了。
Until Jesus showed grace to you, Can you open your mind?
圣经里面讲到属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。
The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
属灵的人的意思就是他看什么事情都是从天上的启示来，从那个角度来看周围的事情。
So spiritual man makes judgment according to the revelation from above.
他看到的情况是完全不一样的一幅图画。
So the spiritual man has different perspective.
如果不懂得要装懂的时候，就会很尴尬的。
If you pretend to know, then something awkward happened.
好，我们这讲到这里的，事实上都是题外话。
So that's all beyond my point.
我们来看这位耶稣。
Let's look at Jesus.
整个这些变动的里面，我们是要应该眼睛看见的、认识的这位耶稣。
So we should fix our sight on Jesus.
他来的这趟路呢，他却得到了大家不同的评论。
So there are different comments on him.
有的人说，耶稣来到这个世界是要显扬名声的。
Some say he want to become a public figure.
有人说他是好人。
Some say he's a good man.
有人说他是迷惑众人的。
Some say he deceived the people.
甚至有人说他是没有学过、没有学问的。
Some say he has no education.
更差的还说他是被鬼附的。
The worst even said he's demon possessed.
所以这个周围的这个世界，事实上对他的评价是这样子的。
So that's a comment from the world around him.
有了这样的评价以后，对他的反应是什么呢？
So the people responded accordingly.
这个世界恨他。
The world hates him.
这个世界怀疑他。
The world suspects him.
这个世界污蔑他。
The world humiliates him.
这个世界按着他的外貌来断定他的是非。
The world judges by his appearances.
这个世界要杀他，要除掉他。
The world wants to take his life.
那我们反过来来说，耶稣啊，何苦呢？
From the other point, why Jesus have to suffer this way?
你来这边自找麻烦的吗？
Why do you look for trouble?
为什么耶稣要这样的来？
Why Jesus came to the world?
那么不欢迎他，那么样的抗拒他，他还是要走这一趟路。
The world resists him, but he still came.
耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
So Jesus stood and said in loud voice, "If anyone thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
这是他来到这个世上他的目的。
That's the purpose for him to come to this world.
他在那里寻找。
He is searching.
被神所呼唤的人。
So he asked you to respond.
他在你的身上有何等荣耀的盼望？
So he had glorious expectation from you.
他对你有期望的。
So he expect much from you.
他期望活水从你的腹中流出来。
He expect living water come from you within.
这个从腹中流出来，意思就是从里面涌流出来的意思。
So it means flowing forever.
弟兄姐妹，你经历到了吗？活水从你的腹中流出来过吗？
Have you experienced living water coming from you within?
他付这么大的代价，最后付上他生命的代价。
So he paid his life for you.
他在你的身上的工作完成了没有？
Has his work done on you?
你是不是渴慕这样的工作在你的身上成就呢？
Do you look forward to the work like this achieved in you?
你能够认出来他就是那先知，他就是基督吗？
Can you recognize he's the prophet, he's the Christ?
你真的能够欢喜的领受他是从天父来的，天父也真的是差他来的。
So can you receive him and know the Father sent him?
他有一个呼唤，对你有一个荣耀的呼召。
So he's calling you.Glorious.
他叫你来，他渴望因着信他，要从你的腹中流出活水的江河来。
So he wants you to believe, and living water will come within you.
这个涌流的活水能够供应周围这个世界饥渴的世界。
Can supply the thirsty world around you.
耶稣走这段路，为什么他能够走下去？
Why can Jesus finish his journey?
因为他知道谁差他来。
Because he knows who sent him.
他知道他的时刻。
So he knows his time.
所以他没有混乱慌乱的，他一坚持的朝着他的目标坚持的前进。
So he did not panic and persist to his goal.
所以今天你我才有这样的机会可以领受这个活水。
That's why nowadays we have the opportunity to receive the living water.
今天我们知道我们当中有一些毕业生来到我们当中。
I know there are some graduates among us.
我也一样用这样的话来勉励你。
So I encourage you with these words.
在你年幼的时候你就能够寻找到那荣耀的呼召。
So if you're young, you can receive the glorious calling.
耶稣来到这个地上的日子，他只活了33岁。
Jesus only spent 33 years on this world.
非常的短暂。
Relatively short.
却活出一个永流活水的生活。
But he lived a life of living water.
如果你在年幼的时候，你就能够找到那个荣耀的呼召，你持续的朝着那个目标，虽然周围很混乱，反对你的势力很多，但是你一定可以达到上帝所呼唤你的地方。
If you receive the glorious calling from early on, despite the disturbance around you, you can reach your goal.
当你认定了这个目标的时候，你就可以开始处理你的时间。
Then you know your time.
你就知道什么时候是你的时候。
And you will know your time will come.
不会，这个社会、这个世界怎么样呼唤你，你就跟着这个世界跑。
So you will not follow the world.
你因为知道你的时刻的话，你就知道什么事情你要做，什么事情你不需要去做。
And you will set your timing and priority right.
你可以活出一个荣耀的人生。
So you can live a glorious life.
耶稣为着这个目标，他付上他最后生命的代价。
So Jesus paid the ultimate price, his life.
但是却是那样的值得。
But it's worthwhile.
在我们当中，有人就领受到这活水的江河。
Some among us receive the living water.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing to receive that?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你差了你的独生儿子来到这个世界。
You send your only begotten Son to this world.
这个世界对他那样的敌视。
And the world despise him.
拒绝他。
Reject him.
甚至要杀他。
Even killed him.
但是他为那荣耀的呼召，他坚持走完这段路。
But for the glorious calling, he finished his journey.
好叫这个干渴的世界能够得着活水。
So the thirsty world can receive living water.
我们感谢你，你对我们何等荣耀的盼望。
So we thank you for the glorious calling to us.
你把我们在我们的腹中能够流出活水的江河来。
So that we can have living water coming out within us.
叫枯干干渴的世界能够得着供应。
To reach the thirsty world.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你带领我们
，Lead us，
奉耶稣的名祷告
，Pray in Jesus' name，
阿门
，Amen。
今天听完信息，如果你心里有感动。